Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O, snap and clap and touch your toes.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
We're so hip, Carson.
I know. Chapel Roan.
Said no one ever.
Hot to go. Just picked up the VMA for Best New Artist, I believe. I have to imagine there's going to be some Grammy nominations in there for Best New Artist.
So.
Maybe song or record or album of the year. And it feels like with Chapel Roan, it's been overnight that,
yes.
you know, nobody heard of her. And then the next minute is a big star.
Tale as old as time.
Right. You know, Keith Urban is, I can't remember who it was. Somebody covered her song. It wasn't Keith Urban. But, celebrities are covering her songs. People are talking about her political leanings. She's talking about her celebrity. How just because she's famous doesn't mean you get to just like be aggressive
she's
towards
being open
her.
And honest about her mental health, which I love.
I think she shared that she had been diagnosed with depression as well recently.
Yep.
And so, you know, she came through town. She opened for Olivia Rodrigo. She played at Boston Calling. And she came in. Kennedy was actually out that day. And we sat down, and Kennedy and I were just talking about this off the air. It felt very intimate after I listened back to it.
She's lovely.
She was delightful.
It sounds like you guys had been friends for 100 years.
She was very easy to talk
to. So open.
Yeah.
I love it.
And before she came in, I absolutely knew nothing about her. Yeah. I had to do some research, and I was like, wow, there's something here
play
that
more,
is
play
special.
More, play more.
Yeah, so here she is talking about that journey because being a queer woman and dressing in drag confused a lot of people.
Yeah, sure.
I want to go back to Pink Pony Club and talking about that evolution because I think you saw some of it there. I was almost surprised at the end of that we didn't see you in full, almost what we saw you on Tiny Desk.
Yes.
I thought that's where it was going by the end of that. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to leave and come back in full blown. But that was kind of the early on where, it, like you said,
in the video.
In the video.
I was just so, the transition was really hard to grapple with. Just, the transition took like years for me to really lean into this, in quotes, tacky version of myself. But it's all very intentional now that like everything I wear is a reference to something and like honoring XYZ in the queer culture. Just because like I didn't know what to even look like at that time whenever Pink Pony Club came out. I was just like, there's no pink in the music video because like the transition had just started. I was not comfortable looking completely like a drag queen. It took years. And now, like, Tiny Desk is out.
Tiny Desk was,
and
sure.
People are very confused, like, in the comments. Like, why did a drag queen do her makeup? And it's like, I'm a drag queen.
It was intentional.
I'm a drag queen.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
At your shows, am I seeing that you have theme nights where people are dressing up? Are you coming up with the theme nights? How is that working?
I come up with the themes, but they're all based off of songs right now. Beforehand, I just had, like, random themes, like, grunge night and... dress as your favorite pop star and just all these really fun, you know, disco night. But now it's, I just need less wardrobe. I do not have the capacity. So now I only do like Pink Pony Club or like My Kink is Karma.
Sure.
Or space themed.
I was going to say, you'd need a Google spreadsheet at some point.
Oh, I do. It is.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very, it is so much work to get.
You're like, oh, this will be fun. Let's do this. And then next thing you know, now it's your job.
Yes.
And now you're going to need a person to manage it all.
Oh, yeah. My stylist is working overtime. Kyle's working overtime.
Right. That's great, though. It's fun.
It is.
Adds another
fun.
Layer to the show.
Yes, for the audience. It is so, people just want an excuse to dress up. And
right.
Because I do. And I just think it makes the whole experience of the show, like, it is uniform, collective feeling all of a sudden. It's not just like me on stage and the audience. It's like the audience and I are both dressed up to the nines.
Right.
So I'm having a blast. I'm so content with my career right now. I can pay my rent and go out to eat. Like,
sure.
Which is two things that I've really struggled my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a lovely community that listens to my art, and I get to dress up like a princess every night. Like, there's really truly nothing else that everything right now is like icing on the cake. I released an album, which is such a feat, by the grace of God, doing well. Like, it's all very, I feel great. There's really nothing else that right. I think I need. So whatever happens next is how it's meant to be. But I'm by no means like pushing to be like, what's next? Like, how big mm-hmm. can this be? Because right. I'm like, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, one of the things that I've noticed in reading up on you is it is very important that you know that the community is out there, is seen and heard. Traveling across the country, it's got to be difficult because you probably see some cities and towns where they're not seen or they're not allowed to be seen.
Drag is banned in several of the cities that I play. And it's so confusing because I'm a drag queen, but I'm allowed to dress up in drag because I'm a woman not portraying mm-hmm. a man. It's just so confusing on purpose. But luckily, like, my shows provide a space where if you want to dress up in drag, you can. Mm. And I don't care what the state says I'm having. Mm. I'm throwing a party with drag queens. Like, drag will be performed right. at my shows. Queer people are not going anywhere. They've been around.
I don't know.
It's like
what the hang up is.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. I think everyone's just like, sure, try to put bans on this, but right. like nothing is stopping trans people. Like,
they have a wonderful drag brunch here in yes. Boston Sundays. I think you missed it if you didn't get into town.
Yeah,
maybe when you come back for Memorial Day weekend, you can check it out.
Oh my God, that would be so fun. Yep.
And one last thing before you go, am I wearing fugly jeans?
Let me see. Well, the rip in the knees
okay.
is good.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning when I got dressed. It was kind of dark.
I would say they're not fugly
And I realized
jeans.
After I got here, I was like, oh, fugly jeans. She talks about them all the time.
Those are not fugly jeans.
Okay.
Those are very normal.
Okay, cool. What does a fugly jean look like? I just want to be careful.
Oh, no. It's like, first of all, skinny jeans.
God, I like those. I'm going to have to tell my wife, no more skinny jeans. Well, we appreciate you coming in. It means a lot to us. I know it's a lot. You're working a lot of hours right now. You're still grinding and doing all these shows. We appreciate you coming by the radio station. We really do.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And there it is, Chapel Roan.
She likes to get up. She gets to dress like a princess every day. That is a way to live. Let's go. Where's my tiara?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.